Morning. How are you all doing today? I was commenting to Alice about that crunching of the snow as we're walking. I said that as we're crunching across the snow, I'm going, you can tell it's below zero when the snow crunches, like, get that crunch going. Well, we're going to continue on in our narrative of the Christmas story in Matthew. So if you want to turn with me there to Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. And this is how the birth of Jesus came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son. And he gave him the name Jesus. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you that we can indeed turn to your word and find the truth laid out. That you give us instruction and guidance through it. And Lord, most of all, that your word came in flesh to be that sinless sacrifice so that we might be saved and be restored to that right and eternal relationship with you. Lord, this morning we just ask that you'd send your Holy Spirit to be present here in our midst, to open our hearts and our minds to your word. Lord, I pray for your anointing to be upon me as I preach, that each person here would be encouraged and blessed, that I would speak forth your word and truth and power in such a manner that your name is the one lifted up and glorified and that your people are blessed. Father, be present here in our midst now. We pray that your name would be one lifted up and glorified, for we ask this in your name, that of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, last week we looked a little bit at the genealogy of Jesus and the promises, the covenantal promises that were associated with that name, with that genealogy. Here we start off in verse 18 with, this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. Now there's an interesting thing here. Christ is not a name. I know I've said it before, but you may or may not remember. Christ is a title. It's a job description. It's like me, Bruce, the pastor. Tells you that my name is Bruce and I'm a pastor. And that's what it means. Well, what's a pastor? Pastor is a shepherd, somebody who watches over the flock, cares for the sheep. That means you guys. Bah. I was waiting for that. Yeah. Who's the Christ? What's the Christ? What does that mean? Christ is the anointed one of God, particularly the one who is to be the fulfillment of the covenantal promises that we saw made to David and to Abraham. Christ is the anointed one of God, sent with a message, with a mission of salvation for the world. First for the Jew, but then for the rest of creation. It's there and available. The name Jesus literally means God saves. Yahweh saves, the Lord saves. And here we have Jesus being identified as God saves, the anointed one of God. Now, that doesn't mean that God saves the anointed one of God. It's more along the lines of the anointed one of God used to save, the one whom God uses to save us is this little baby born in Bethlehem. A baby. But the interesting thing about babies is they grow up. Don and I had the privilege, painful as it was, to see our eldest baby do some growing up here on Friday. We go to meet Jason at the airport, and it's mom and dad, right? But his girlfriend Emily's there too. He nods to me as he makes a beeline for her. 5 minutes later, he's willing to say hi to mom and dad. And you know what? As it did, you know, have a little bit of a, you know, a little hurt, but it was a hurt that we were okay with because it was our son is growing up. And, you know, he and Emily have been friends now 10 years. You know, I'm glad that, you know, their relationship is the one that it is. But he was a baby. I remember when he was born. I was there when the surgeon actually, Donna had to have a C-section. When the surgeon actually cut, I almost passed out, mind you, because I was supposed to come in after that point. Like, whoa! But, yeah. The baby. I remember I held him. Donna held him. And now he is a soldier in our armed forces, working to save our country. Now, I'm not going to draw any closer relationship between Jesus and Jason. But that's the nature of a baby. They grow up. And if the parents do a reasonable job, they do something with their lives and become independent. Yeah, they always come home. They always call. There's always that touchstone. But mom and dad are no longer the primary focus. Well, with Jesus, mom and dad, Mary and Joseph, the ones who raised him, were no longer the primary focus at the cross, but the world. Joseph was hurt when he found out that Mary was pregnant. And was going to do the kind thing and quietly put her away and dissolve the marriage. Just, you know, instead of getting all, you know, let's throw a rock at her or drag her in public square and humiliate her. Because obviously she must have done something wrong. She's pregnant. You know, and he knows it wasn't him. Then the Holy Spirit comes or sends an angel in a dream to speak to him. And he's told this child that is conceived in Mary is of the Holy Spirit. In your name of Jesus, the Lord saves. Now he has Mary's fantastical story of the angel speaking to her, and now he's himself has been visited by the angel, and he listens. And he seeks to be the best father he can, the best husband he can. And he takes Mary home as his wife. And when the baby is born, he gives him the name Jesus. This little child came to earth for the purpose of bringing salvation to all of creation. Now, the book of Matthew itself is written to Jews, and kind of its purpose, if you would, is to portray the kingship, the prophesied kingdom of Jesus, that Jesus is that one, the son of David, which I pointed out last week. Many times throughout Matthew, we have not the apostles, though some of them, but demons, people crying out, "Son of David." They recognize that that's who Jesus is. He's the son of the prophecy, the son of the covenant, the fulfillment. He's fully man. At the same time, he's fully God. And here he is, come as a baby, for the purpose of going to the cross. From the manger to the cross, for my sin and your sin. Because we are sinners. And again, we saw part of that in the genealogy last week. We looked at but some of the names that were brought up there showed the sinful nature of the people. I mean, come on. When you dredge up David, the father of Solomon, whose mother had been Uriah's wife. That's Bathsheba. People are remembering the adultery and the murder that's associated with David and Bathsheba. But yet, it is still through them that the covenant comes. We have others, such as Rahab, such as Ruth, who weren't Jews. I think even in this, we're seeing that while the salvation, the covenant, that was promised is that it would bless all people of all nations, here we have this reminder that salvation is coming for the whole world, not just the Jews. And it's being shown to people. So the Jewish people, they're being reminded that the covenant isn't just for you. It's not just for you, but it's for the world. And it has a small beginning. Everything starts small. Everything. and then it grows. Jesus started small as an infant, and he grew to be the Savior, the Anointed One, the Christ. He wasn't being called Jesus Christ when he walked this earth. It was only after he'd gone to the cross and gone to heaven that he was referred to as Jesus the Christ. This Christmas might we remember the relationship of those two. That they're intertwined and connected. And then it's all about the fulfillment of the promise. See, our God in heaven, the Creator of the universe, promised that He would provide a way. A way for us to be redeemed of our sins. And for that, He used a baby. He used a young couple named Mary and Joseph. Care for this baby and to raise it up. So he might grow and fulfill the prophecy that the Son of David, Messiah, Emmanuel, Jesus the Christ, might be born. He might bring salvation for the world. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you are indeed the one who loves us and gave. You gave so much. You gave your Son. You gave yourself. That we might be saved. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name. We're going to sing.